year's going faster than I think most folks would like. The only thing about the expeditious nature of it is that hopefully by less than 2 years from now, we'll at least get rid of Uncle Remus. But I'm not sure it makes a whole heck of a lot of difference, because whatever one begins, the other seems to continue, no matter who they are. This coming weekend, before you go to bed Saturday night, you must remember to set your clocks. Daylight savings time begins this weekend. And I guess that it's probably even somewhat more apropos, given the fact that the cost of oil is escalating as much as it is. We need as much daylight as we possibly can. Although I'm not sure that most Americans aren't living in the dark anyway. There is an old adage that one remembers when it comes to daylight savings time. Spring forward, fall back. In other words, in the spring, you set your clocks ahead 1 hour. It changes over at 2 a.m. So if you go to bed that's Sunday morning. You go to bed Saturday night at 11 o'clock at night, you go ahead and advance your clock to midnight and say that you stayed up through the night. Good evening, and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, and you're listening to us live on this ninth day of March 2011. Glad to have you here. I have to be honest, I have paid little or no attention to anything news-related today. Number one, I couldn't stomach the thought of turning on that television and listening to tales and woes of Charlie Sheen every 12 minutes by every network. I had a long talk with Tom from Brooklyn last night after the program, and he made me aware of something I was not aware of, but it makes sense. You know, all these networks have to go out and get a license to function from the FCC. Fox News, the so-called fair and balanced idiots. You know what their license is for? Entertainment. And now, of course, they're discussing the fact that Glenn Beck's contract comes due in December. There's a lot of pressure at Fox News to get rid of Glenn Beck. Now, Granny, for one, would not go to bed with her head in her hands that night, I'll guarantee you. Largest earthquake in 35 years took place 3 days ago. Not sure it's important. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Come on, get set to go. Walking on the side of the street. Just get ready to be right on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bad that comes with a happy tune in your step? Life can be so divine right up the sunny side of life. Surely with, surely with
Roberta Gamborelli, a nice Italiano who's she's gonna sing it pretty damn good. Welcome back. Well, the markets were strange today. You know, the metals closed down last night, and they were just roller-coastering all over the place today. Yeah, I'm exceedingly tired tonight. I cannot sleep in that bed again tonight. I'm going to go make my bed up and sleep in my bed. I sleep more restful. I don't want to hear the bears snoring in the cave at night when I go to bed. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial apparently didn't have a great day. Libby ain't making anybody happy, so it closed down a whopping 1 point to end their session at 12,213. NASDAQ off 14 at 2752. S&P 500 was down 2 points at 1320. Global Dow down 3 at 2180. Gold? Interesting day. I not quite figured out what's all about. Oil, by the way, it holding up 13 at 104.51. Gold and silver had an interesting day today. Now, in the aftermarkets, they're showing them being down and up and yo-yo. And one point in time, silver was, what, 36.04, and then it jumped up to the 36.20s and the 40s and back down to 04. And currently at 35.95, gold's at 14.27.70, platinum down 10. I would suspect that the metals controllers are getting scared poopless and decided they'd better do some manipulation, or a bunch of folk done took some profits today. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Brother Wes Montgomery, it was his birthday yesterday, and in honor of that, we put up a nice little jazz video of Brother Wes back from 1965, about the time I became familiar with him. He was pretty big in his day. Keith Jarrett with a marvelous sweet flowing piano solo playing I Loves You Porgy from George and Ira Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess. Yes, Porgy and Bess was finally acknowledged as an American opera. Not as a typical Broadway show. I don't know much about what went on the rest of the day. Some senator from Brooklyn probably lives down the street from Tom. He's going to turn himself into the U.S. authorities. We got a stalemate in Congress on the budget cuts. It's too little, too late by too many metal midgets. They're trying to do all they can to keep the government running through the end of September. My God, they can't seem to keep it running for 2 weeks at a time, let alone getting down to December. FDA today approved a new drug for lupus. First new drug for lupus to be approved in more than a half a century. The mother of a girlfriend of my daughter's was diagnosed with lupus and doesn't have much longer to make it on this earth. God sends her on a good journey. It's certainly got to be a better place than what we're living in here. Interesting things. Today has been an interesting day. I awoke this morning not really wanting to get out of bed because I'm not kidding you. When I sleep in that other bed, it's horrendous. I do not sleep restfully. I got to bed later last night than I'd been going to bed. Woke up with a horrible nightmare. And I woke up to a nightmare that I'd come home and literally my house had been picked clean. And the only piece that I was concerned with, a particular piece of art that hung in my great-grandmother's bedroom. The rest of it, and there's some very valuable pieces here, but that piece means more to me than all the rest of them combined. But I got up, the phone started ringing. I think that yesterday, of course, we were on the air with this week's Bob Chapman special, and although it drew some calls, not a lot, we've had some gold sales, but right now, silver sales are far outperforming gold. It's pretty appalling when you realize that you've got to talk to a client and tell them that a roll of Canadian maple leaves, 25 coins, is going to cost them $1,000. One roll, $1,000. It didn't even dawn on me until I was working with one of my personal clients late last night, and I'd given him a price, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. He says, "My God, that means $1,000 a roll." Gee, I guess you're right. I have a supplier that will ship as little as a single roll. And the way silver keeps going, I don't care if it's down a little bit right now from where it was 2 hours ago. That's minor issues. Long term, we're sitting at about roughly a $36 range, and for us to feasibly see in the upper 40s to low 50s by May or June is enough to make you want to grab more silver. And I would like to, personally, but I also have some other commitments for some of that money. Behead those who insult Islam. That is a poster that an Islamist, if that is the proper choice of the words, is holding out in the streets of somewhere. What do we got here? Nope, not gonna bother. I don't want to do that. Passover, I love it. Amazing grace. I'm trying to make my screen larger because I'm telling you right now, my eyes are just totally clouded over. I can easily just go to sleep here right now on the show. I've done that before, you know, nodded off during the program. Just popped a couple snores and banged my head back as I went into whiplash, waking myself up. Alexander Hamilton, the guy in the $10 bill, our first Secretary of the Treasury, one of the founding fathers, the little mother that he was, once stated that to model our political system upon speculations of lasting tranquility is to calculate on the weaker springs of the human character. How right a personage even such as he is, Alexander Hamilton, how bright and brilliant they were. I don't know. I suppose as time goes on and in another life, a couple hundred years from now, somebody might find something relatively obscure that I once said and determine that I was brilliant. I'm just a guy that shares what others have written, or in other cases, I'll get off as I have almost every night this week and just talk from the heart, talk from the gut. Everything that has emanated has come directly from my innards. Oh man, I am dragging. Whew. Representative Pete King. There's some interesting birds up in New York. You got Timothy Weiner. Timothy Weiner wants to call hearings to basically put the clamps on anybody dealing with gold and silver as a business. Why doesn't he just go after the dirty ones, the ones that we know are dirty, instead of using them to expose the filthiness that's in this business or your business or any business? But also from New York is Representative Pete King, New York Republican, chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security. He's holding hearings this week on Muslim extremism in the United States. These activists argue that because the vast majority of American Muslims aren't violent extremists, that Congress has no business examining the growing numbers who are. No, we'll just sit back and let them have their way with us. Ooh. This redirection is tantamount to saying that because most people are law-abiding, the police should ignore the study of criminal psychology. Mr. King's planned hearings will shine a bright light on a challenge the Obama administration has studiously ignored with fatal results. Overlooking the motives of Muslim terrorists has become an O-force obsession, an Obama force obsession. This administration persistently has stricken the concept of Islamic extremism, whether foreign or domestic, from U.S. public policy. You remember the shooting down at Fort Hood. Don't mention the guy's name and Islam in the same sentence. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In 2009, the Department of Homeland Security drafted a domestic extremist lexicon that listed Jewish extremism as a threat and described various strands of purportedly dangerous Christian extremism, but made no mention of any form of Muslim extremism. Well, this document was pulled along with other questionable Homeland Security publications once their contents became public. And the February 2010 Quadrennial Homeland Security Review discussed terrorism and violent extremism, but made no reference to radical Islam in any context. Likewise, the 2010 Quadrennial Defense Review avoided any terminology related to Islam. Mr. King's hearings, well, according to the Washington Times, are a useful step toward opening up a debate on the pressing problem of domestic Islamic extremism. Mr. Obama's inexplicable tendency to turn aside from the question has harmed the ability of the United States to deal with this threat. The reality is this, my friends, that contrary to what some people would have us believe, yes, there are Islamic extremist groups in this country and individuals. We have found more evidence of it coming up over the southern border with Mexico. Copies of the Quran left in the desert. But that doesn't mean that those of us who are Christian or Jew or atheist or agnostic or anything else have got the right to, or Buddhist, to sit there and blame it all on the radical Islamists. Because let's be honest, there are radical Jews in this country and around the world. Many of them we might call Zionists. Others we would just call the tool of the Zionists. But remember this. There are radical Christians in this nation as well. Yeah. It's not a one-sided deal. As Larry so aptly pointed out to me last week, maybe it was the week before, I did a rather lengthy piece on Islamic extremists. And he said, you got to be careful with that because there are those who would use it to just pit one another against one another. And I would agree with that. But move on to some other issues. In the context of federal spending that's going to total something like $3.8 trillion this year. $61 billion, that's the so-called figure they want to lop off the budget. It's a rounding error. And yet the Democrats resisting that amount in House-approved cuts say it will wreck the economy while leaving children unschooled, taking food from the mouths of the elderly, and casting disabled people into the streets. The heck did I read from somebody last night sent me, and they're right. When the federal government was not involved with education, we had a higher percentage of graduates than we do today with government involved. Let's just dump some old money into it, baby. Going to leave children unschooled. Those children would be better off unschooled in the ways that we school them today. Well, them is just like a little school of fish. One turns one way, they all go the same way. Pretty soon they wind up on a beach in Redondo Beach, just a little bit dead. But the point is, this joke of a $61 billion cut is exactly that. It's a joke. It represents less than 2% of the total budget, less than 4% of the deficit, and less than 5% of discretionary spending, which rose in real terms by 75% from 2000 to 2010, and by about 9% in each of the last two fiscal years. If the House-approved reductions would be the largest one-year cuts in history, as the folks at Every Child Matters say, that's a sad commentary on the Republican cold-heartedness, but on the fiscal incontinence of both parties. Jacob Sullum. Now, it's break time again? I like that. I better not lay my head down. I may not wake up from the sleep. Stay with us, won't you?
There ain't nothing I can do. Oh, nothing I can say.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case, the whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Oh, yeah, I was out cold. Billy woke me up. Welcome back to the second half hour tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Ain't got a lot of life in me tonight. Liberty is what we strive for, but I'm not sure it exists too much in this nation. Well, jazz is the music, and I guess it's what's being done to us in one form or another. One of the things that this administration likes to jump up and down and yell and scream about is this clean energy business. I found it interesting today, with all this business about the oil prices climbing and all this stuff going on, apparently that none of these specialty cars like the Bolt, these electric cars, they're dying on the vine. They're not selling particularly well. Nowhere near what they expected. I mean, considering all the hype that they kept cramming down our throat for the last year about the Volt, and oh my God, it's the car of the year, and it's just a car. I don't think it's anything particularly good to look at. You know, I like to drive an automobile, not a car. I want something that's roadworthy, that maybe says a little something about what I am or who I am or what I stand for. I'm not driving a Prius. My good friend Bill does, but he's welcome to it. I drive a Toyota 4Runner. It says more about what I do and what I prefer to be doing, and didn't get very few chances to do it. But the reason I bring all that up is all this, these algorithms. You know, the terms clean energy is just code for anti-warming. It's pretty obvious. Given that the EPA numbers show that virtually all emissions have dropped dramatically over the past few decades, except for greenhouse gases, and most of them emanate from the orifice of the elected officials, the federal level, across the nation, local, city, county, state, etc. Global warming, according to the Reason Foundation, is a dying cause because the cost of the favored fixes for the problem vastly outweigh the supposed benefits. China and India ain't going to stop industrializing and stay poor simply to please the Western snobs of the likes of Al Gore. Republic rats should wake up and not let Obama use the guise of clean energy to keep the anti-warming crusade alive. But once again, it still goes back to things that I learned in my youth. And a certain degree of conservation, there's nothing wrong with it. But like everything else that government sticks their nose into, they go over the top with it. Thomas Sowell talks about a little something called literacy. Literacy, the ability to speak and understand the language of your tongue, of your nation, in this particular case, English, not Spanish, or Vietnamese, or Francais, nothing. The official, unofficial language in this country, or the unofficial, official language, is English. It's a bastardized variation of the languages of many different peoples and nations. I'm sure there's a few Latin words peppered in. A client recently ordered, I can't remember how many, several thousand maple leaves or silver eagles or some darn thing, and I don't even know where I'm going with that thought process. I literally nodded off there for a moment and woke up just running my mouth. These things happen. Universal literacy. We take it for granted. Is there a rhyme or a reason or a direction to this program tonight? No, it's just a series of random thoughts on a range of different subjects. I've not had an opportunity in over a week to concentrate on a single theme for the program. That's very unlike me, specifically to go this long. Illiteracy. According to Thomas Sowell, it was the norm in Albania as recently as the 1920s and in India in the second half of the 20th century. Well, while it may be the norm in those nations, I'm sure that illiteracy was born in Arkansas. Bare literacy is just one of the things needed to make democracy viable. Democracy being a type of government. Without a sense of responsible citizenship, voters can and do elect leaders who are not merely incompetent or corrupt, but even leaders with contempt for the Constitution limitations on government power that preserve the people's freedom. Duh! You don't suppose noted economist and writer Thomas Sowell, a black man, you don't suppose he could be talking about Barack Hussein Obama, do you? A leader with contempt for the constitutional limitations on government power? Well, sure, Sowell goes on to say we already have such a leader in the White House, and a succession of such leaders may demonstrate that the viability of freedom and democracy can by no means be taken for granted here. And Wes Pruden, who I don't read as much as I used to, and I miss his writings. Pruden says that in truth, now keep in mind, we're discussing all that's going on in Libya and the Middle East, and oh my God, we gotta move the troops, we gotta move the Navy, gotta do this, gotta. Pruden says that in truth, Obama could not send a proper naval display to Tripoli or Benghazi, even he could borrow enough courage from the typing pool to order it. Apparently, my granddaughter was watching some television program last night. This is the youngest. This is the mouthy one. She'll be 7 here next week. And Mrs. Obama came on TV talking about something. I don't know what it was. My granddaughter says, "Is that Mrs. Obama?" My daughter says, "Yes, honey, it is." She said, "She's ugly." Well, the interesting thing about kids is when kids talk about something being ugly, they're not necessarily discussing one's outward physical appearance. My 7-year-old granddaughter seems to have a distinct, innate feeling for the ugliness within sight of people, from within. So now we got these big warships. They've been diverted somewhere else, probably to Disneyland for some naval function. I don't know. The Enterprise is cruising somewhere in the Indian Ocean, far from Libya. Only after the European Union said it was safe to go near the water, the president agreed to send air and naval units to join the fighting Europeans. But then Obama does grandstand by jumping in the Gulf of Mexico. Obama made a point of instructing Hillary Clinton to say that American naval and air units might need to rescue someone at sea. God, this guy's such an idiot. And Oprah had George Bush Jr. on yesterday. In the words of Fred G. Sanford, we're going from one dummy to the next. Because now we got Christiane Amanpour, who used to be with CNN. Now she's stepped up the big time, baby. She's on ABC. And she stated, up next, Washington's answer to the job crisis. Will the deep budget cuts on the table stick a fork in the recovery? Christiane Amanpour is getting paid the big bucks. She ain't got to worry about sticking her fork in nothing but a T-bone steak. Something that few Americans can afford any longer. I'm curious about whether Republicans realize that, and it doesn't seem to me that the message is resonating, that if we don't deal with our fiscal problem, we have uncertainty, and therefore the economy cannot grow. That's the line that the Republicans are drawing through it. And you see from our polling, people want that, they want that focus on immediate job creation that gets the president's point, which is you've got to get the balance right. You can't grow if you keep cutting too much. In other words, NBC's David Gregory wants government to continue to grow. I mean, after all, they are the biggest employer in the nation. Now, we've had some interesting things taking place over at NPR. Oh, yeah. Fundraising executive Ron Schiller, who resigned recently, had stated that Tea Party people aren't just Islamophobic, but really xenophobic. I mean, basically, they are. They believe in sort of white middle America gun-toting. I mean, it's scary. Tea Party people are seriously racist, racist people. And then NPR president and CEO Vivian Schiller said, we get a tremendous amount of criticism for being too conservative. NPR? Too conservative? Well, by the way, NPR president and CEO Vivian Schiller resigned her position this morning. NPR. That's pretty interesting. A lot of pressure put to bear on those people. Too conservative? My God. I mean, I suppose to the uber leftists, I guess NPR could be looked upon as too conservative. In other words, NPR just didn't go far enough. Back to energy policy. $4 a gallon gas we're facing down. Thomas Friedman over at the New York Times said that, I think there's one thing we should finally be doing is using this opportunity to have a credible energy policy that begins to reduce our addiction to oil. After all, gasoline is nearly $4 a gallon. We know that's a red line where people really start to change their behavior. At minimum, I'd be talking about a tax that basically says we're going to keep it at $4. If it goes below four, we'll true it up. If it goes above that, we're not going to touch it. Maybe we're not going to implement it until 2012. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Maybe if your mother was your father, nah, we won't cross that line. Well, I think it's not our biggest domestic terror threat. Jihadist terrorism, of course, according to Mark Potok over at CNN. He says, I think that pretty clearly comes from the radical right in this country. Although I would certainly not minimize the threat of jihadist terrorism in the country. This guy just negatized himself three times. Jihadist terrorism is not our biggest domestic terror threat. What is? I think that pretty clearly comes from the radical right. Okay, so there's the so-called Tea Parties, the radical right or the KKK or whatever, I don't care. But then the guy comes back and says, but I wouldn't minimize the threat of jihadist terrorism. Headlines. As storm nears and temperatures rise, Obama hits golf course for the first time this year. Whew. The storm nears and the temperatures rise. Obama hits the golf course. Did he hit the ball? Or did he miss it altogether and just hit the golf course? Coming out of the Atlanta Business Chronicle, a man arrested with a chicken in his pants. Police suspected foul play. Coming out of the University of Montana, this headline, student groups take hit. Hey, man, so much for the war on drugs. Associated Press. Do these people ever read these headlines? Bottoms up, Antarctic ice growth discovered? Of course, nobody's asking the question, has anyone seen Jimmy Carter lately? The bumper sticker that said, where's Jimmy, was in reference to Hoffa, not Carter. And out of Saudi Arabia, the headline that says, demonstrations will not be tolerated. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's take a look at some other nonsensical. These are some great statements that came out of Washington, D.C. Democrat in Ohio, Senator Sherrod Brown, or Sherrod, S-H-E-R-R-O-D, says that as a nation, I look back in history and some of the worst governments we've ever had, you know, one of the first things they did, they went after the trade unions. Hitler did not want unions. Stalin didn't want unions. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak did not want independent unions. I am not comparing what's happening to the workers in Wisconsin to Hitler and Stalin, but I am saying that history is teaching us that unions are a very positive force in society that creates a middle class and protects our freedom. How the hell do they protect our freedom? They can't do it when all they're doing is holding their hand out saying, gimme, 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 what's in it for me? Man, phones are still ringing. Be back in a couple minutes with some a semblance of finding a way to wrap this program up.
Oh. Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
It is unbelievable to read some of the statements that various different personages have made, political and otherwise. It is something that I find interesting. What do we have here? I can't look at these now. I'll have to do it later. Thanks, Nice. Good to see you, buddy. This from Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director John Morton. Now, this is going to make you gag, Granny, so be careful. Morton says, with regard to the border, there's a difference between the border being sealed and the border being secure. There has never been a higher number of Border Patrol agents, a higher number of ICE agents, a higher number of ICE removals along the border. The border is as secure as I've ever seen it in 20 years in law enforcement. Jeez. What border is he talking about? The Mexican border with South America? Maybe. He damn sure ain't talking about the Arizona, New Mexico, California, and Texas border. Hmm. Michael Moore recently speaking and running his babbly mouth up in Wisconsin said that the nation's wealth belongs to everybody. Moore believes that if you divide up all of our wealth, you could feed all the world's hungry people. Well, that ain't never going to happen. But Argus Hamilton stated that if you divided up Michael Moore, you could feed at least 500 of those people. Jay Leno said that a federal watchdog agency says that overlapping and duplicate programs waste billions of dollars each year. Congress is taking this study so seriously that they're ordering a second study to look into it. And from Bert Polutsky, columnist. And this one makes more sense to me than any of them. You have to think back to your youth, ladies and gentlemen. You have to think back to Claribel, the clown, Emmett Kelly, or even Bozo. Perlutsky says that when you live about 3,000 miles west of the Potomac, it's impossible not to feel as if you're watching the antics of people who should be wearing big floppy shoes and big red noses on the job. Of course, Tip O'Neill did. The upside is that 20 of them could use a single jalopy in order to carpool to work. Now, if you didn't catch all of that, don't worry about it. I'm sure a bunch of others didn't either. It's pretty profound listening to the words of other people. Some are serious, some are idiocy. Lawrence Kudlow says, government shutdown? See, all of a sudden that music was there. Never heard it coming. You got to fade that stuff in for me, Bill. Time for me to go. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm going to call it a short week after tomorrow because I do have commitments this Friday. Well, the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Jazz and all that jazz.
Gold ever climbing.